extended outlook. On Monday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers or thunderstorms, highs in the 60s, lows in the 40s to near 50. On Tuesday, decreasing clouds, high in the 60s, lows in the 40s. On Wednesday, mostly clear, highs in the 50s to near 60, lows in the 30s.
The following is a flood statement issued by the National Weather Service. For the Sabine River at Dewayville, a flood warning remains in effect. Today's stage is at flood stage of 24 feet, with an expected rise to 24.5 feet by Tuesday. Following is a river statement for the Neches River at Evadale. Today's stage 14.2 feet, bank full 13 feet. A continued rise to near 15 feet it is expected later today, then holding for the next several days. Also, Village Creek near Kearns. Today's stage 16.2 feet, bank full 12 feet, cresting later today. Residents are reminded when traveling near the banks of the river to avoid standing water, which may obscure hidden dangers such as culverts, ditches, or tree stumps. Also, any farm machinery or equipment near the floodplain should be moved to avoid isolation or damage. And taking a look at the weather map for the Triangle today, a weak upper air disturbance will pass over the area today, bringing with it the possibility of some light rain for later this afternoon and this evening. As this passes on eastward, high pressure will build in behind this weak upper disturbance, bringing partly sunny skies for tomorrow. Here's your forecast for Beaumont, Port Arthur, and Orange. This afternoon, increasing cloudiness and breezy with a 20% chance of light rain. High near 60. Mid-50s along the coast. A north wind near 15 miles an hour. Then tonight, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of light rain before midnight, then decreasing cloudiness. Low in the upper 30s, mid-40s along the coast. North to northeast wind near 10 miles an hour. And then on Sunday, partly sunny with a high in the upper 50s. East wind near 10 miles an hour. And your boating and recreation forecast for Lake Sabine, Sabine Pass, and Sea Rim State Park. A small craft advisory continues in effect offshore. North to northeast winds 15 to 20 knots through tonight. And Sunday, a northeast wind 10 to 15 knots. And here's a look at your marine forecast. First, for the East Texas Lakes area. This afternoon, partly cloudy and cooler with a high in the mid-50s. North wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. For tonight, mostly clear and cold with a low near 30. Northeast wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. And then on Sunday, partly cloudy and cool, high in the mid-50s. Northeast and east wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. And a look at the coastal forecast from Port Arthur to Port O'Connor, now 50 miles offshore. A small craft advisory is in effect. This afternoon, north and northeast winds near 20 knots and gusty, seas 4 to 6 feet near shore, 6 to 8 feet offshore. Then tonight, northeast wind 15 to 20 knots, seas 3 to 5 feet near shore, 5 to 7 feet offshore. And then on Sunday, northeast wind 10 to 15 knots, seas 3 to 5 feet. A look at your tides at Sabine Pass. We'll have a high tide this afternoon at 3:47 p.m. and a low tide this evening at 9:34 p.m. And then for Sunday, we have a high tide at 3:43 a.m. and 4:09 p.m. and a low tide occurring at 10:05 a.m. and once again at 10:16 p.m.